So for the last 2 days, I have been a participant in the thing called 75 Hard, which I have done. I tried twice last year and I got to day 13 two times. And then I fell off, whether it was, I think it was water. One time it was water. The second time it was not getting the second workout in. Right now I'm driving to the temple and to help out with some volunteer stuff there. And I've done my two workouts for the day. Not only that, I went and soaked at the lake with my cousin. We did a little bit of a cold plunge there, and we've done that the last 3 days. So I've been surrendering to the process on a very, very deep, deep, deep level. And I'm so excited because I've given myself the grace of saying, hey, I'm only gonna do two episodes a week. And so the only way you'd be hearing this is if it's a Monday or a Thursday. That's it. That's literally it. Because I'm the only one that has the ability to put on the, to upload an episode. I'm the one that has control of that. I believe in, I'll have a team at some point, sooner rather than later. But for now, I'm just completely surrendering to the process. And it's, I've had to really push myself recently, but I'm seeing benefits. I was about to go to bed. This was two nights ago. I was about to go to bed, but I have been making shorts on my personal YouTube channel about just trusting God and learning from the process of life. And I just was like, okay, I'm going to make a couple shorts because that's what I've been doing. I make a couple shorts before I go to bed. And I did. And one of them got 200 likes in 2 hours. And I was like, what? And it got like 10 subscribers in those 2 hours. And all of a sudden, I think I got like 30 subscribers in that day. And so that thing was getting, that was reaching people. And the short, I can link it in the show notes, but it was about putting your faith above your emotion. Like, do not let your faith get in the way of your emotion. Like, stay firm in your faith. And that really resonated with a lot of people. And all of a sudden, I had all these comments and people saying like, wow, this is really awesome. And this is what I needed to see today. And now that personal YouTube channel that had 50 subscribers in July when I made my first video about trusting God. And I've made a lot of videos on that channel. It hasn't gone anywhere. But I made that first video about trusting God. And slowly, it's gotten traction. And it's crazy. And now I'm sitting at 211 subscribers on that personal YouTube channel as we speak. And it just seems like I'm getting put in the place I need to be. And it's all from surrendering to the process. It's from being like, you know what would happen if I did continue to show up at this level and continue to give myself rest and peace of mind that I don't have the reach or the impact that I believe I can have? What if I just surrendered to the process anyway? And lo and behold, we're seeing it. It's taken time for sure, but I have been creating better constraints and really valuing my time and my brain a lot more. And again, it's kind of just adding up. And so now I'm like, wow, because the first day of 2024, I won't lie, it was like hung out with family, and then slept in a bit and didn't really do anything super crazy. I did do the first cold plunge with my cousin later that night, and that was a little bit of a mental shift. And then did that last night and then this afternoon. And I'm like, wow, this is definitely training me. This is 100% helping me write a brand new story. And so whatever part of life you're in right now, this is my clarion call. Surrender to the process, especially if it's a healing process. Let it take as much time as it takes. Do not force anything at all. Learn from it. Be thankful for it, because on the other side, you're going to have so many gems to work with. You can create a whole new life just with those gems. That's what it literally feels like is happening in my life. Like, I've been writing all this poetry and blah, 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 and I've gotten all this clarity. Like, it's the wildest thing, because I prayed so much for clarity because I felt like I had zero of it after graduating from college and such. And now it's like I'm just oozing in it. It's crazy, but there's a lot more I could say to that, but we're just going to keep this really short. I am so thankful for you listening. Thankful for your being here on this earth. Continue to do your thing. Continue to trust in God, because he is 100% aware of you. And check out the newsletter in the show notes that I'm writing. Check out the other things if you would like to learn more about more things I'm up to, and I hope that is helpful for you. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to yield to the good, and it'll be a better tomorrow.